It's been 6 years since the U.S. Supreme Court made its landmark ruling making same-sex marriage legal. But that ruling doesn't apply to sovereign nations in the U.S., including the Eastern Band of Cherokee on the Qualla boundary. A year before the Obergefell decision, the Eastern Band Tribal Council passed a resolution codifying the tribe would only recognize marriage between a man and a woman. Tamara Thompson wants that to change.
I've never liked labels. I'm just me. I just love Jillian.
Thompson is a member of the Eastern Band and a member of the LGBTQ community. She met her partner Jillian Goldstein while working at Harris Cherokee Casino.
As a non-enrolled member, I am definitely taking a step back a bit, but I do support my partner 100%, and I'm going to be there for her, and I want to see this go through.
The pair could legally be married as citizens of North Carolina and the United States, but their marriage wouldn't be recognized by the Eastern Band.
The Cherokees have always historically valued humanity and being human and how you treat each other. It's important for me that it's accepted, that I can be accepted. I want to make sure this gets done first. I'm not going to do it until everybody can.
During her time at home during the pandemic, Thompson crafted a resolution for the Tribal Council which would recognize same-sex marriage by the Eastern Band.
We finally just were like, hey, I got the time to do this, let's do this. Like, I didn't put any forethought into, oh, this is an election year, we need to get this done now. That was not a thought in my head. I just wanted it done, and I wanted it done in a way that the community can celebrate around it at Pride.
Thompson brought that resolution to Tribal Council this month, but it was immediately declared dead on the floor by Tribal Council Chairman Adam Wachacha. Thompson says the Tribal Council's action hurt.
It was hard to take. I felt a little emotional about it because it felt like a personal attack. It felt like they weren't just dismissing, legislation, but they were dismissing an identity that I have for myself.
But after that decision, Thompson found allies.
I had no idea until I saw the One Feather article that was just let out last week.
That's Zayi Cooper. She was raised by two moms on the Qualla boundary. She reached out to Thompson on Facebook.
I would love to work with you. I would love to form some kind of LGBTQ organization and change the culture around here on the res.
So in less than 2 weeks, Cooper started a Facebook group which has already grown to almost 400 members.
I'm the organizer of Nudale Adentedi, and that means different hearted, different spirited.
She explains the goal of the group this way.
Our goal is to bring same-sex marriage to the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. And on top of that, we are really pushing for decolonial education and changing the homophobic and transphobic culture that we have adopted here.
Cooper says it's time for all of Western North Carolina, Eastern Band included, to be more accepting of the LGBTQ community.
There are a lot of things that need to change around here, and people my age, we want a different and better Cherokee. We do, and we want to return to our traditional values.
Tamara Thompson says she's resubmitted the ordinance for the next Tribal Council meeting on July 1st. Supporters plan to attend the meeting and are planning a demonstration before it. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.